let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Great to have you with us on the program today. You Are 10 is a new book about geometry, a book that will make you think, will challenge you. The author is Leo F. Battista, and he's with us on This Week in America. Leo, thank you so much for taking your time and being with us on the program. Looking forward to this.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you.
It is a fascinating book, and I mentioned it's a book about geometry. First of all, where did you get the theme for this? How did this develop?
I got a book called The I Ching about 15 years ago, and I started reading that book and studying it, and that's when I got interested in numbers and geometry.
Yeah, how long did it take to actually write this book? It is, well, and we'll talk in depth about the book, but how long did it take to actually start to finish on the book?
Well, it took me at least 10 to 12 years to put this in the way it is right now. It took me a long time.
Yeah,
you have to simplify all these things so everybody can understand it. No matter how smart or whatever you are, you're going to be able to understand it.
And I was able to understand that as I'm reading the book, I'm thinking about, okay, you've broken this down now where I can understand that. And obviously that was not a simple process to be able to go back and to take something reasonably advanced and break it down so the average person could read that. Impressed with the title, You Are 10, and the cover. Where did the title come from? Explain that.
The You Are 10 is We Are the Fifth. We are the fifth ratio. The Greeks knew this, and every measurement of the body goes down to five. This is what they call the fifth ratio. And when you apply the first law of the universe, which is the duality, then five becomes ten. The body is a duality of five each. So we got two, five, that becomes ten.
And we see that on the cover, and the cover is striking. It makes you stop and look at the cover. It's really descriptive. The book is You Are 10. Leo Battista, our guest on the program. The book is available all across the country. Information at bookventure.com/bookstore. You can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You start the book off by talking about everything exists in a form of information. Explain that a little bit further, and what will happen as we end up reading the book, You Are 10?
Yes, because everything exists in the form of information, because everything that you see, smell, touch, and perceive has something to tell you, something to teach you. That's why it's in the information.
And you say that everything in the universe has something to tell, something to teach you, something to show you. When you think about it, so often we go through life and we really miss that, don't we? But it's there for us to experience.
Yes, it's always there. Like I say, it's up to you to see it, to notice it, but you have to pay attention. And the best way to learn is through nature. If you understand nature, you learn to how to read nature, you can understand the universe.
And you talk about awareness and the power of awareness. Exactly what is awareness? Because I think so many of us go through lives, busy lives, and really aren't focused, are not aware of what's going on around us.
Awareness is when you know how things work around you in life, like the circle of the water, the evaporate, the rain, the cycle of life, the sunrise, sunset, the day and night. When you are more aware is when you know more about how nature works.
There are so many concepts and interesting techniques that you talk about in the book, You Are 10. One area, you're discussing the process of learning and knowledge. Talk about the importance of that.
The process of knowledge is when you really know how to use your senses. I put it like this. It's not to hear, it's to listen. It's not to see, it's to observe. It's not to talk, it's the word. It's not the touch, it's what you feel what really counts. For you to understand, you have to open your senses, and that's the process of learning, where you absorb everything. And when you absorb information, after you absorb that information, it becomes knowledge to you.
How long did it take you to understand these concepts that are in the book, You Are 10, and that we're talking about on the program today? How long did it take you to understand all of this, put it in proper perspective, and be able to utilize this information?
In a way, I've had all my life, I've been curious about nature. This is my natural self. But when I found that book, it really opens my mind. That's when I really got interested in it. And I've been working since then for a very long time.
Point of reason is something that you talk about there as well. Explain exactly what that is and how do we get to that point?
To the point of awareness?
Yeah, the point of reason and awareness being part of that.
When you use your senses, you become aware of the surrounding, how nature's work and the universe work, the circle of life. After you become so aware, that's when you become conscious. That's when you become conscious, that's when you understand and know that you're not separate from anything else, that you are part of everything, even though you think you are. Everything works together. It's nothing apart.
You're listening to This Week in America, our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information available there. And our guest on the program, author Leo F. Battista, that's Battista. His new book is called You Are 10. The book is available all across the country. Information at bookventure.com/bookstore. In the beginning, you say, before we continue, we need to have a clear concept of God. Explain a little bit about that and why that understanding the concept of God is so crucial to everything else we're about to learn.
Through our history, they have been putting name of God to every movement of nature. The God of the wind, the God of the fire, every religion got their own name for their own God. Really, God is within you. People have to understand this. It's nothing separate from anybody else. No matter what name they put to God and what image they use to represent God, God is the energy that creates the entire universe, you included.
Yeah, in the universe, one area that you talk about is the law of duality. And this basically works in everything in the universe. Explain exactly what that is.
The law of duality is the first law. Nothing escapes that. It's up and down, left and right, hot and cold, light and darkness, electric and magnetic. Everything works through the duality. That's why your body is divided in two. Your brain is divided in two. Everything is divided in two. Because it's one push and one pull. One goes up and the other one goes down. Like heat goes up, cold goes down, but when you put it together, that makes make it go around. That's how, like, hurricane works. They get hot air from the bottom, bring it up, and that starts to spin when it reaches the top, the cold air. So when you get to the top, the cold and hot air, it begins to spin. Nothing escapes the duality. Everything has to work through that.
What has this meant to you? You've mentioned that you've studied this for a number of years. You've spent a number of years writing this book to make it clear, concise, understandable for all of us as readers. What has this meant to you, and what do you hope that as a reader we take away from reading You Are 10?
My goal is to make people aware and notice their surroundings. Most people go out through life just thinking and fantasizing, being everything material, having a lot of material stuff. They think that's life. Life is more than that. I want people to wake up and understand the more clear you see things, the better you live your life. Happiness is not out there. Happiness is within you. Everything is within you. Nothing is outside. You want to put it outside, that's fine. But you want to understand, you have to look inside of you. I want people to be conscious of life so they can live a better and happy life.
Yeah, and we're back to that awareness that we talked about a couple of minutes ago. Energy is something that's very important as well. What exactly is energy? We think of it maybe in a very simplistic term, but energy is basically everywhere, isn't it?
Energy is everything. So like they say, you cannot destroy or create energy. You just change it. Everything is made of energy. All depends the level of frequency that is on. But it's nothing without energy. Life is electrical. Life is electrical by nature. Everything is energy. When your heart stops, they want to bring you back to life. Even though your body is like 80% water, they don't use a water pump. They use an electrical one. So everything is energy.
Leo Battista, our guest on the program. The book is called You Are 10. Information, of course, available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In some of the chapters, some of the topics, you talk about numbers and time. And let's talk about the significance of both of those. Let's talk about numbers, first of all, and then we'll discuss time.
Number is like it's like the block. When you build on a wall, use blocks one at a time. The number are the block of the universe. Everything is inside the number. Like I put it here, God created the universe using logic and proportion. And within geometry, you find the number. The number is the language to understand everything, to understand the language of God and the universe. Without the number, you won't understand anything.
And then with time, do people really have the proper concept of what time actually is?
Time is very complex. Like I put it here in the book, the fifth ratio of time. Everything happens at once. It's always sunset, sunrise, somewhere. It's always daytime and nighttime somewhere. And God created time so everything can keep happening. That's the second reason of time. The first reason of time is to synchronize all movement in the universe. If nothing is synchronized, then everything will be crashing into each other. Time is the energy that moves the entire universe. Time is the electric part of the universe.
What's so interesting about UR10 is what you're talking about are concepts or are things that we see, we do every day. You talk about all knowledge exists everywhere all the time. It's up to you, each of us, to see it. We learn a little more every day. You have studied this for years. Are you still, through your awareness, learning as you go through life?
Yes. Information, knowledge is endless. Every day you learn more and more, and the more you are interested in it, the more you are awakened, the faster you learn and the better you understand.
As you talk to people about this concept over the years, and the book is relatively new, it's been out for a short period of time, the book is called You Are 10. When you talk to people about this, when people have read the book as you were putting it together, what response do you get? Because I'm assuming that the response is, wow, you're right. I've never really been aware of that before. Again, we go through life so quickly that we miss some of these things, and it deprives us of a great deal of satisfaction, of happiness in our lives.
When I was writing this book, I kept myself very private. I hardly share this with anybody because this is a very deep subject. And I wanted to make sure I put as simple as I can so everybody can understand it and no one be left behind. So like I said, I kept myself very private while I was writing this book. Now is that when people started to notice what I was doing.
And the book is really an excellent read. It's an easy read. You Are 10. Leo Battista, our guest in the program, the author, and he's done an excellent job in breaking down so we fully understand the concept of everything that we're talking about. The book is available all across the country, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, information at thebookventure.com/bookstore website. And you can link on to all of the the sources for the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Leo, you did an excellent job of bringing about something we all need to be fully aware of, presenting it in such a way that it was really relatable and understandable. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
It was a pleasure. The time went by way too quickly. I was aware of the clock as we were going, and it's like this is moving along way too rapidly here. It's an excellent read. You Are 10, and the book is available all across the country. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Leo Battista, our guest in the program, Battista. Information at our website. We're back on This Week in America right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.